She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Meach, what's going on?
Well, this is surprising news. Kamala Harris, she's no longer running for president of the United States.
She ran out of money, huh?
She ran out of money.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen.
She said, this is one of the hardest decisions of my life. It looks like her campaign didn't have the financial resources to continue.
Mm.
And she says, I'm not a billionaire. I cannot fund my own campaign anymore.
Mm.
And I guess she's been trying so hard to raise money for her campaign. It's just not happening.
Is Cory Booker still running? Is he still running?
He might be. I'm not sure.
Because he's fine. We need at least one fine person up there. You know, he's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
Sad news, man.
Yeah. I mean, I liked her, too.
I liked her.
Yeah. But you know what? Later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in life. She still has a lot of time.
Yeah.
Maybe the Burn Man will win this time around.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Okay.
Feel the burn.
All right. So Drake has been named. That sounds like. Feel the burn.
Yeah, that's the greatest slogan ever.
Yeah, okay. Hey, yeah, Drake's been named Spotify's most streamed artist of the decade.
Nice.
So he came in at 28 billion streams.
Wow.
Since 2010.
Yeah.
Sorry, my math is off. Okay. He was followed by Ed Sheeran, who came in at number 2, Post mm-hmm. Malone, who came in at number 3, Ariana Grande, who came in at number 4, and Eminem came in at number 5.
Wow.
Okay. So you want to hear the females, the most streamed female artists?
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, you want to do 5-1? 5-1 is more exciting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5 was Beyonce.
Mm.
Number 4 was Sia. Number 3 was Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 was Rihanna. And number 1 was Ariana Grande.
No Adele?
No Adele.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Because old people like Adele. No, I'm kidding. All right. They don't know how to stream. Okay. So the top male, male artist. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do number 5-1 again, okay?
Yep.
Number 5, The Weeknd.
Okay.
Number 4, Eminem.
Okay.
Number 3, Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Ed Sheeran. And mm-hmm. number 1, Drake.
Okay.
So there we go. We got all the lists up for you. Hot937.com. Did you know that The Rock, I'm looking at his picture right now, he is so fine, The Rock. And he just looks like his skin is so smooth and like, I mean, well, man, he's just.
I think we get it.
Yeah. Anyway, he said he was hesitant to remarry his girlfriend.
Okay.
So after his 2007 split from his ex-wife, Danny Garcia,
mm-hmm.
he said, this is what he said in a recent interview. He said, my divorce did a number on me. I wasn't fearful of getting married again. There was just some hesitancy. But Lauren, talking about his girlfriend,
yep.
was incredibly patient. Of course she was. What? I would be too. I'd be like, okay, yeah. So, he said, I love you. You love me. We have this amazing life together. There's no pressure.
Mm.
So that's what Lauren told him.
Okay.
Okay. Just being able to sleep with him is enough for her, which it would be for me too. So in August, he revealed that he secretly married his longtime girlfriend, Lauren, in Hawaii. And their parents, you know, two daughters,
yep.
Jasmine, who's 3, and Tiana, who's 1. So mm-hmm. they have 2 kids together.
Yep.
If you follow him on Instagram, you can see like The Rock holding the babies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just adds more to it. So they've been together for over a decade after meeting on the set of The Game Plan in 2006.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that movie. It was a cute little movie for kids.
Okay.
So he said, within 30 seconds, I thought, wow, this girl's stunning.
Mm.
So he actually started messing with her.
Yep.
And then a year later, his divorce was final. You can check out that full interview right now, WSJ Magazine. We have it for
you. You know what I like about The Rock?
Yeah.
He's very clean.
What do you mean? Like clean looking
because
or clean, like clean in life?
I was just shocked when I heard that he got secretly married because I thought he was like still married to his, like his, you know, his ex-wife.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, that whole divorce thing, I didn't hear anything
yeah,
about
he was
it.
Divorced.
Like, it was just very
yeah,
flawless.
And then he got
like,
married
yeah.
this year after having the 2 kids.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have known it did a number on him.
He said it really did a number on him. I would have helped him through it, but he didn't ask me. All right, Hot 3 at 3 countdown's on the way. Today we got your tickets for Jingle Jam. I sound so desperate.